Heavenly Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit may rest upon us now as we approach the study of thy holy word, and that he may make the word living messages to our souls through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, this evening I want to give it some thought. In fact, I'll give myself a little title for this talk. Precious words, what we do with them. Sorry, precious words and what we do with them, and who we listen to. I have at home a little pack of letters and cards that I consider precious. Precious because of who sent them. For example, my dear old mum and dad, no longer with us. And I have a book here, which my father wrote in his beautiful handwriting, that's rather precious to me. Nice word of encouragement. Does God Believe in Atheists by John Blanchard. Interesting title. They are very special to me, and I expect you have similar from people who are special and so influential in your lives. Maybe you look to them on how to go about life matters. They are the sort of person you trust. You know they have your best interest at heart. And because of their experience and knowledge, you confide in them. Every now and then, I have a conversation with one of those friends, where I read again some of those special words written years ago from that special person. I don't always get the easy answer. Indeed, I hope to get a true word, a word that may not be easy to take, but I consider it and hopefully think highly of it and the person who gave it. Saint Augustine thought so highly of St. Paul's letter to the Romans, he had it read to him twice a week. And there's a thought. Well, let's spend some time looking at our bit of St. Paul's highly thought of letter and those wise and precious words of Jesus recorded in Matthew's book. In Paul's section on love fulfilling the law, he's setting out our conduct to one another, that we need not worry about memorizing all the laws. Now, the Jews had 613 laws. That was 248 commands and 365 prohibitions. Now, Paul is saying just pure love for one another will match those laws. After all, these laws, as Paul reminds us, were all in the preventative. They say, you shall not this, you shall not that. Whereas if we truly love one another, then our actions will be such that selfish ways and therefore negative actions will melt away. And so statements against such need not be pressed. Indeed, we are beyond just dealing with the Jews here. Notice the general term that Paul uses: one another, others, and for us familiar with the parable of the Good Samaritan, neighbour. So the non-Jew like me would not necessarily understand all these complicated laws and interpretation of the law written down in the first five books of the Old Testament. In our next section, Paul starts off in his classic grab your attention style. If he was texting, I think it would be all in capital letters, which I understand is a way of shouting at somebody. Or it might be more like a newspaper headline. His scribe, Tertius, who mentions himself in the final greetings of the same letter, must have got used to these excitable bursts by Paul. Verse 11. And do this, understand the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber. Again, Paul is addressing all the church to consider seriously their conduct, because the time is near. If that was the case then, how much more so is it for us? In everything we say, Do be like Jesus. I have a simple sort of rule of thumb on this. I ask myself two questions. Number one, would Jesus do this? And number two, how would Jesus do this? As Christians, we are to be little Christs. Or as Paul puts it, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. In our Matthew reading, we have precious words from Jesus. Instruction on looking after our fellow brother. And in my version, it says sister as well, who might have slipped. We've got a three-step guide. Number one, have a quiet word. Number two, have a word with two or three others. And then three, have the church fellowship address the issue. And if that does not work, then assume they are not of the faith. Paul says, treat them as you would a pagan. That is, be loving as you would anyone outside of our fellowship. And be courteous as you would a professional or a government official. Again, as Paul puts it, as a tax collector. In all cases, hoping one day they will repent and join the fellowship again. Note that there is no mention of officers of the church. I'm not asking to fetch in the archdeacon or the church warden and the consistory court and all that. It's more like a home group or a church house setting. Jesus includes this strange phrase in verse 18. I tell you truly, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Matthew's account reminds us that we are to be guided by God, by the Holy Spirit. And we do have, and we should have, an eternal view on things. As we often say in the Lord's Prayer, I'll use the old language here, thy will be done, thy kingdom come. We ask for God's will to be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And so it is in Matthew, goes on in verse 19. We should be united by God's will by gathering in Jesus' name in our prayers and actions. Well, we set out thinking about precious words we receive from precious people in our lives. And of course, the most precious words come from that most precious person, Jesus. The next most precious should be from those who, as Paul says, clothe themselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. How do we do this in action? Well, we must start with prayer for ourselves, that our thoughts and actions would be of pure love towards one another. Be mindful that at any moment Jesus will return. So let's put away all selfish ideas. Be in good fellowship. Those of you who know me well know I'm keen on church home group fellowship, a place where we can look after each other. Meeting a friend to share and pray is a great thing. I certainly appreciate my Christian brothers who I meet with and pray with. They are precious to me and I value their fellowship, friendship and knowledge of me, and their precious words of wisdom and prayer they offer. I think you will agree that being alongside a brother or sister in fellowship of Christian love is the way. Then if and when a slip occurs, we can be caught, or even do the catching, of things early, which is much easier to correct than something that's been way off course for some time. I close now with the lovely, comforting, precious words from Jesus. For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them.